Guys, had your opportunities kind of playing from behind yet once again. Had a chance down three, but missed some shots down the stretch. Hugoton just was unconscious from the foul line tonight as well.
Yeah, they were. You know, they knocked down free throws when they needed to, and then when they didn't, when they missed the two free throws, we didn't get the rebound. So, I mean, the possession's got to mean more than that. But early on in the game, you know, our zone was just not great. You know, we were leaving shooters wide open, and they were knocking down all their threes. So I credit our guys. You know, they didn't give up. They kept battling. They got back in there. They chipped away at that 9-point lead early and did a pretty good job. But at the same time, you know, tonight was – the game was probably lost in transition, and we just did a poor job.
I know one of your big goals is shutting down Carlos Montiel. He ended up with only 6 points tonight after having 21 in the first meeting. But it was a senior, Mitchell Hamlin, who stepped up big for them, and also Damian Lewis with his quick trigger on those threes and even a couple of layups and two free throws.
Yeah, we – you know, a lot of those transition as well. You know, one of their guards came out hot in the second half and hit two big threes and kind of extended the lead. You know, Mitchell's a driver, but if you give him time, he can also knock down the shot out there, as he showed tonight. Just have to do so much better on the ball. You know, we've got to keep it in front of us. And, you know, some of that is not being in the right position, which causes us to close out a little bit too far. And if you have to close out that far, you know, oftentimes you're probably out of control a little bit, and we were. But, you know, I thought they went to the zone and that second half, and our guys just kind of sat around and threw the ball back and forth. We weren't aggressive at all. I thought we stood around way too much, so you got to learn from it and move on.
One of your bright spots really started off the game, and that was senior Zach Carson. He hit your first 9 points. He ended up with 11 and a half and finished with 14 in the game, and I thought he really did a good job of getting you guys started with the scoring tonight.
He did. You know, they executed well what we were trying to do as far as at the beginning, and Zach found himself up top, you know, kind of all alone a couple of times and knocked down the shots. And so, yeah, he was definitely ready to go. And, you know, that's good. That's good for him because, you know, he's a great kid. And, you know, he practices hard every day. And, you know, with it being senior night, you know, you want to see those guys, you know, play well. And, you know, I know he's upset because we didn't get the win. But at the same time, you know, he did play well tonight.
Yeah, he did. And Marsh Froh had spurts of doing pretty good tonight. And he ended up with 13. And kind of a tough fifth foul on him there to foul out there late in the game.
Yeah, he did. You know, he played hard. All of our guys play hard. We just don't play smart all the time. You know, in transition, our guards for some reason just didn't get back. You know, they threw over the top of us, shot layups. You know, and early on, they threw out, you know, pitched the ball up the sideline and hit threes. And for whatever reason, we just weren't there. So, I mean, they've got to really be engaged in, you know, defensively what they're doing. Because if we're going to allow easy shots like that, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a tough task to beat you know, good teams. And like we talked about, you know, Hugoton's playing very well right now. Yeah. And I thought our guys did a very good job for the most part of the game. We were just a little stagnant on offense in that second half. We didn't move much. We didn't penetrate. We didn't do a whole lot. So you've got to make the defensive stops, and then you've got to get the rebounds.
Well, you had to like where you're at, only being down one there right at the halftime there and then getting it tied up early in the third quarter at 30.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was a good game.
Yeah.
You know, it was it was, you know, our guys did a decent job. I just thought there was too many opportunities that we missed out on because we, you know, we didn't flash to the ball. We didn't get a guy to the high post. Or when we did, you know, we didn't square up and become a threat. We just passed it right back out. So I thought it was a lot of guys just being very, very passive. And, you know, so, again, you know, they'll learn from it, and they'll come to practice Monday, and we'll you know, have a day to prep up for Goodland and get ready to go.
Well, speaking of the Cowboys, you get them on their home turf on Tuesday night, and they have a slew of seniors on senior night, an opportunity maybe to get win and get to 500 as you head into sub-state in a couple of weeks here. And it's going to be a big win. It should be a close one once again Tuesday night with the Cowboys.
Yeah, you know, they do. They're senior heavy. Got a bunch of kids who have played together for a very long time, and they've got some good size too, so we're going to have to be extremely active on the defensive end, and defensive rebounding will be key for us. But, you know, the last time we played them, they got off to that hot start, and we were down 20 at halftime. So we can't dig ourselves in that big of a hole. So, you know, we got to go up there and you know, play with energy and compete.
Once again, Coach Brian Gincher joining us here tonight. Scott State loses a tough one here to Hugoton. Pretty good Hugoton team, 63-53. Coach, as always, thank you for the time, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.